The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com, ChillLoverRadio.net, Colorado Hot.
Boys and girls from around the world, it's time for random, morbid, cute animal facts that have nothing to do with beer.
Hey guys, welcome. We are doing our beautiful, weird, morbid, fucked up, you heard the intro, I don't have to tell you again. This one I heard from my cousin, because we're talking a lot about the way animals fuck during the holidays, if you know what's good for you. Sorry, I had to make sure my mic was good because I had to pull up this webpage. This is strange. Check this out. The mating ritual of the anglerfish. I'm getting this from curiosity.com. Cite your sources, all right? Cite your sources, folks. It does something called parasitic mating, which is how I mate, coincidentally.
Wait, parasitic mating? Do that too?
I do it. Yeah.
All my parasitic. No.
I'm a parasite on your motherfucking face.
Okay, so
what it does, though. It's
parasitic fucking.
Yes, so the male attaches to the female by biting her and digesting his own face. And here's the thing, it's a small anglerfish, and it's a chubby chaser, so it looks for this big, huge female.
Wait, pause. Mm-hmm. Did you just say it bites the female, mm-hmm. and then it dissolves its face?
And then it digests
There's
its
no
own
pussy
face.
On this planet.
Check that this I'm out.
All right, go ahead.
Check this out. So it's a tiny little, literally like the female is what looks like the size of a watermelon, according to this picture. And then the male is what looks like the size of maybe a lemon.
Wow.
Like
a really big grape.
Like,
so the female is like four times bigger than the male.
Way more than four times.
It's a huge bitch. Okay.
And it goes, and so they can't see each other, so this is why they do this shit, because it's at the bottom. It's the one motherfucker's
with the angler, with the light hanging off.
Right.
Yeah.
So
With the big scary teeth and shit.
We sound really educated. I don't know if you're aware, but we sound real fucking educated.
I'm still tripping about the fact that he has to dissolve his face off to get some pussy.
It gets better.
All right.
He basically did what I did to my with my ex.
Okay.
And so he fuses himself onto the flesh of the much larger female fish.
Okay.
Then atrophies. What's that mean again? I don't remember.
The atrophies?
Yeah. What does that mean? Atrophies? Atrophies, maybe I'm saying?
I'm sure it's a topping on a pizza.
Yeah, it means something about your shit dies. And okay. So yeah, it loses its eyes, fins, and internal organs until all that is left is its balls. They call it gonads in this article that I'm citing. So the gonads left over will then release sperm into the female when it is needed.
Well, here's the cool part.
What the fuck?
I know what I'm going to be. When I grow up, not an anglerfish.
Not a...
Holy shit. So,
let's hope you're not a Buddhist.
So for it to mate, it dissolves its face. It bites
whole
the
self.
Female, and it just fuses, and everything starts to atrophy, yeah. Which means die off.
Yeah, okay.
And it starts falling apart.
Yeah,
and
loses
all
its
that's
eyes,
left
fins,
is its
and internal
nuts,
organs.
And the
and
nuts
then,
deliver the punch.
Yeah,
whenever
she just uses it.
Oh, my God. I don't know which one's worse. Do you think, which one you think is a worse fate for a creature? The angler male... Or the male mantis.
What was the mantis again? I don't remember.
Well, the female mantis eats the fucking male.
That's just like a black
widow. After he gets that ass, she eats his face. Which one?
I guess it would be worse to be an anglerfish, because first you can't even see.
First off, atrophy just doesn't
and
sound
then,
fun.
And then not it's not even like a quick process. It's not even like you get to enjoy the fuck.
You're just dissolving.
Yeah, like if you're a praying mantis, you can face. Fucking get your nut off, and then you're like, all right, you can eat my face now. I'm happy.
All right. Ugh. Well, thank you, anglerfishes.
Oh, man. Thanks, nature.
Well, damn. Well, there's your daily dose of random morbid, cute animal facts that have nothing to do with beer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Frank and the Beer News.
Yeah.
Frank's not here.
He's not?
No, Frank's not here. It's episode 80.
I honestly...
And guess what? It's Frank and the Beer News, and Frank's not here.
Yeah, I honestly didn't even look at that side of the table. I did not notice.
No one ever does.
I walked in and said, hey, Frank, and he was, and I just thought he was just being Frank. Quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This concludes Frank and the Beer News.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you guys all doing? It's your boy, Key. And on today's show, we've got a special treat. I've got the one, the only, Shane Cashmere, a.k.a.
Where?
Sean,
oh,
a.k.a. Whoop-de-doop-de-swoop-de-doop-de.
A.k.a. Mooney fucking Meese and the Eastside Boys.
I'm sorry, what was that second part?
Sorry, don't. Yeah,
no, you said Mooney Meese-I?
Yeah, no, don't even worry about it.
Why are you
it.
Being such an anglerfish, dude? Your fucking, your rhymes get atrophy. Oh, shit. No, I got
dude,
my boy Sean
not
here.
Cool.
Sean, can you believe it?
No.
We're on the 80th episode
I
of Open
that.
Bottle Talk.
Amazing.
Like, holy
I can't,
fuck.
I can't think of a number that high.
Now, we're going to go ahead and let you guys know that the reason why Frank's not here is he's actually under the weather. Everybody at his house, we're going through some sort of, like, early flu thing. And so he was unable to make it tonight. So we're going to go ahead with tradition, and we're going to rock and roll with the show as normal, as best as we can. Normally, when Frank's not here, we...
It's hard to stay on track.
We fucking shit all over the show. But
yeah.
We got a special treat for you guys.
It's drugs.
It's drugs. We're going to talk
about
drugs.
All the drugs you should do and how much you should take in case you want to die.
Also, we're going to be adding in some advice and a product placement that's not paying us.
Yeah, we're just being good people and
yeah.
We just want to let you know.
What's wrong with telling people, hey, go check this out or go support this?
Yeah. And sure, maybe most of the products are made by myself.
Right. But you have
to
get inspired by something.
Right. No, they aren't. Right. They're going to be good, handy.
Okay. Products. Well, normally when Frank's here, guys, Frank is usually the one who grabs all the beers. He grabs them at random. And so this time it's just me and Sean. And there are one style that Sean absolutely loathes, and then there's something
that?
New, and then there's something a little bit different that we can discuss, but they're all, judging by what I'm looking at here, they're all pretty much light beers. Let's hope so, because I didn't look at the ABV. So,
all right.
This is what we got. We got a beer called Orange X by L. Smith. We have Victory's Homegrown.
Okay.
And then we've got Bell Breaker Brewing Company's Top Cutter.
That one sounds painful.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. You got three.
Yes.
Out of all these, which one looks nice to you? That'll be dessert. Which one looks dessert? Nice? By just appearance-wise. Which one do you like first?
I mean, I gotta say the orange.
All right, so we'll do the L. Smith last.
Mm-hmm.
And then which one you want to do first? The Top Cutter or the Homegrown?
Well, you know I got to do the Homegrown. Did I sound like a UK thug?
Nope, honestly, for true, you sounded like a weed head. And you're okay. Like, Top Cutter, that's top shelf. So we're going to do that. So we're going to do Top Cutter first. Then we'll do the Homegrown.
I'm scared about that one. It just sounds violent.
It does.
It sounds like it's going to hurt me.
And I really hope that it does. I really do.
It's, it has a threatening aura.
Do you think that it is a threatening aura?
I know it.
You know that
it
is.
I follow a Facebook page called Toilets with Threatening Auras. And it's definitely a similar aura.
Would you recommend that to, like, anyone under the age of 18?
The page?
And older than 17?
The page?
Yeah.
No.
Between 17 and 18.
For that age group, I would recommend the one page that this guy staples bread to trees. Or you can do the daily post of the same gravel pile. And every day he posts the exact same photo of the exact same gravel pile. And it's also his profile picture.
We'll get more into that, guys.
Okay.
We're just going to go ahead and get right into this first beer. Check out the sweet transition.
Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Welcome.
All right, Sean, this is your first pick.
Yeah.
And I am honestly glad that you went with this one first.
Yes.
Because I feel in my heart, this is going to be painful.
I have a feeling as well.
All right, so give it to the people. What are we doing?
All right, so by Bale Breaker Brewing Company, this is the Top Cutter. Okay, coming in at a solid 6.8.
But ABV. Wait, there's more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I was getting to it, Key.
Sorry.
And before I say anything, we'd like to thank the lovely Will for...
Yo, my man, Will, thank you so much.
Does he have
much.
A nickname or anything?
Nope, just Will.
Just Will?
Mm-hmm.
Can't, I'm going to need you to throw some salt on that. Throw some garlic fucking powder.
Oh, you want me to put
it.
Some, you want me to hook it up? Spice it up? All right.
Spice it up.
Wilhelminos,
the Pellegrinos. I don't know what Pellegrino is. Anyway.
It's a water company, I think, with seltzer. But let's get back to the beer, sir.
Okay. All right. Where was I?
You were saying it was by Bell Breaker Brewing Company.
Yes, where are they from, you might ask?
Mm-hmm.
That, was that fucking say Moxie, Washington?
Let's go with that.
Okay. Bell Breaker Brewing Company, Moxie, Washington. M-O-X-E-E, Washington. All right. And if you want more information, let me see if I can find... I haven't seen any link or anything on here, so let me guess you could just, You could just Google them.
Google that shit, yeah.
Right.
And this is Top Cutter. And what was the ABV
Fresh
again?
Off the farm, it says on the top. The ABV is 6.8.
All right, not too bad. All right,
yeah.
Let me get that. I'll crack it open. I know we've been kind of handling it a little bit.
Yeah. I've been manhandling it.
I'm going to go ahead and show the... I know right now we're also recording this for our YouTube channel,
yeah,
OBS Beers.
Visual aspect.
And so I'm going to definitely just hold that up and kind of...
Got like a... What is it? A forest and the...
It's actually hop vines
and
an actual...
Okay.
I would say it's
some sort of
farming machinery that is basically clipping...
Jacking
all
them off.
No, it's just clipping all the vines at the top.
Oh.
Top cutter. It's farming equipment. Hop vines.
I thought it was
hop
a circumcision
tall,
joke. I thought it was a circumcision thing. Top cutter.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Because
then it would be by Brisk. Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
All right, I get it. That's
yeah.
funny and dark.
You know what's dark about that? A good Brisk joke is
what?
Always just keeping the tips.
Wow.
All right,
I'm not going to tip you anything.
Please don't. I'd probably chew on it thinking it's calamari.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Calamari.
All right. So, what we're going to do is, guys, as you guys know, the formula of our show is, what's the first thing we do? Because I could actually smell it from here. What's the first thing we do, Sean?
Well, first we got to go take a poop, because that's what we do every day. So, we're just going to take a quick 15-minute break and then go poop together. We usually sit half and half on the toilet. First thing we do is actually, my bad, I was getting the process confused. We actually smell it.
Oh, let's do the smell and Pippin.
Cheers to the motherfucking smell.
Cheers to smell.
Ting, ting, ting. That was us hitting the...
Such a really cheesy fucking sound effect.
First thing I notice is soapy. That's first thing I notice.
Okay, soapy.
Yeah, I'm getting like, you know, orangey, but it's almost like a, dare I say, not a natural orange flavor. It reminds me of a, or like a, it reminds me of an artificial orange flavor.
Okay, sort of like candy.
Yeah, in a way, not so, not as strong, but you okay. know what I mean. Still kind of.
I
kind of
see where you're going with that.
Almost chemically.
Okay,
in a way,
I can,
but
I can
not
kinda,
bad.
I can see where you're going with that because yeah. it's very, guys. For this particular beer, there is an abundance amount of detergent and soap and resin and pine.
Like a Tampico, that's the way. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
you.
No, it's
you
fine.
You know, a Tampico, you're like, yeah, that's not real oranges, but it's good as shit. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right. Yeah. So you're getting a little Tampico artificial orange in it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting orange, definitely a good citrus body of orange. And on top of that, it smells like an orange Julius, a little vanilla.
I love me an orange Julius.
Does it smell like the
yeah,
the orange Julius shake?
Yeah, yeah, it's creamy.
So it's got a cream build to it.
Yeah,
it's actually not aggressive as a plant based fragrance.
It's really not aggressive in any way on the smell.
No, it's really
it's
pleasant.
Really, yeah, it's really nice.
Also, just by looking at the glass before I consume it. There's some particulates going on in here, and I kind of admire that.
Elaborate. What the fuck?
Oh, there's actual, like...
Oh, it's got shit in
it's
it?
It's got stuff in it. Yeah, floaties.
Okay.
Yeah, so this should that. Be very interesting.
I did drink yours and spit it back in. That might... I'm just saying. Like, I don't know. I know...
Okay, hold on, pause.
You're
time
into
out.
That, and
time
I'm
out.
An OCD.
No, but I'm saying...
To,
well,
yeah. Go ahead.
So let's kind of go over some boundaries.
I don't
okay,
think
so
that's
one,
necessary. Okay.
No, one.
No, okay. All right.
One,
yeah,
if you're going to do that.
I'm going to do that.
I know. Look me in the eye when you do it. Don't do it behind my back because I at least need to know that you're doing it safely. And two.
I'm not doing it safely.
Let me do it first so that way you could do it and put it back in the glass.
I'd feel more comfortable if you just spat it into my mouth. Like, and then called me your baby bird.
I can't.
Call
say,
me your
say,
baby bird, Key.
Pineapples.
That's the safe word.
That's the safe about. Word. Okay, yeah. So let's get down to the taste. Speaking of, call
speaking
me baby
of
bird.
Tastes.
Speaking of taste. Cheers, Pippin.
Yeah, oh, well.
Okay. Oh, I like the back finish to it. I
you know
really
what?
Enjoying that. What you got?
It's a good, it's like if you don't want to watch a horror movie, so you watch the preview and you go, yeah, I get the gist. Because I
that
was
sounds like a, that sounds like a straight grade
I was,
a bitch move.
Like, yeah, is that not me? I saw that's what I thought.
You thought it was really gonna
yeah. I thought
really
it was gonna punch me in the face, and it was like, we'll go easy on you, but you get the point, right?
You like, get the like, so
don't come around here again.
Don't come around here, boy.
Yeah,
and would you what's that you claim? You're like, ooh, I'm
yeah,
in the
yeah.
wrong. I'm
right.
in the wrong bodega.
I go through different projects now on the way home.
Yeah, because you know they're gonna ask you again. Okay, so. Mm-hmm. So what we got going on here, guys, is pretty interesting. It is very deceiving as far as what it is. The smell was more aggressive with the soap. Drinking
yeah.
it, it's still creamy.
Yeah.
I'm still getting vanilla bean, like the husk. A lot of orange. There's still orange and grapefruit
yeah.
pill.
Yeah.
But it's not like the aftertaste is plant
yeah.
and soapy, but it doesn't really, it's not aggressive.
But it lingers for a long
yeah, it's definitely going to be
long,
in your mouth.
A long time.
This is the part where you don't want it in your mouth.
And it's not.
Too long.
It's not. It doesn't make your mouth water very much at all.
No, that's what's surprising. It's super watery.
Yeah.
The smell, it's creamy, but the smell put off way more cream.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think that aftertaste makes it not so refreshing as you would think with the water.
Because it's a little, is it, now, for that aftertaste, is it bittering?
Yeah, super.
So you got...
It's bittering, but it's the peel. You know what I mean?
Peel?
It's
okay.
the peel taste, and it just lingers, and it almost feels like it gets stronger after a second. It's the type where you're like, you think it's quenching your thirst, but after a second, you're still going to want to swig some water.
I honestly think, for me, I wish it was a little more aggressive.
I bet.
I think if it was, I really think if it was
a sadist or a masochist.
It doesn't really matter what the job title is. I just needed to do its motherfucking job.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? No, I like it. It's a great way to get people into IPAs. Like, because you hate IPAs.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad we did it first, because if this would have been last, this I'd have been extremely disappointed, because watching the preview, the movie didn't stand up to the preview. Because now the preview sucks, but the movie was great. Yeah. And you kind of ruined that for me.
It's the baby hill on the ski slopes.
Yeah, so it's not a bad beer, guys. I like it. There's really not much else we can talk about. I think from just the can's aestheticness, I think the can outdoes the beer a little bit more, because if you're looking for an, if you're a hophead, this isn't going to be too aggressive, but it leaves the resin, the pine, the plant. It's leaving it there, but it's almost lackluster. It's like, yeah, I was here.
If you know, this is the guy that goes to Burning Man, doesn't do any drugs, and listens to one of the performers.
And that's it. And then he goes home.
And then he just stays there, and then he tells everyone that he went to Burning Man. It's like, if you have a bunch of very hipster friends, you know what I mean?
This is the hipster beer.
You're not just into craft beers, but you're specifically a hipster into craft beers, and all your friends are like that, and you're trying to be a part of that crowd, but you don't like the taste.
Right.
This is the way to go. They see you with that can in your hand.
They're like, oh, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And it's not that aggressive.
It's an IPA.
Hey, I like the way you think. All right, so guys, we're going to go ahead and grade this. So a couple things you will take away from this review is that we're not disappointed in it.
No.
To the point where you're like, oh, you guys didn't like it. No, I actually enjoy it. But for me, I like the aggression. I'm like, oh, man, I was looking more forward to Sean making the face of, well, how dare you do this without a reach around.
No.
And then you actually, you at least tolerated it.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's nothing wrong with tolerating a beer. So I guess I'll go first, and I'll let you do your explanation before we get out of here. I'm going to go ahead and give this a nice 3.8. It's nice. It's above the average mark.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people could get behind this, and this could be people's daily six. And the only reason why I say that is, I don't think you would get tired or burnt out of the IPA or the IBU bitterness of this at all. For me, I need a little bit more, but I would drink this every day. If someone's like, if this was in a bar, this would be my club and bar. This would be my club and beer. Seriously, I would go, give me the Top Cutter. I need, bring me a pitcher of Top Cutter.
Yeah.
And it's nice, because I think everybody could at least appreciate this style of beer, which is an IPA. All right, my dude, you got the floor. Give them your grade, and I would love to hear why.
Yeah, without even being influenced by you, I've already decided I was going to go for a 3.7. So I like it, which is a little higher than I go for IPAs.
Right.
But put that into consideration. And basically all I said before, you know, if you're into this, and it's in the middle of a few different Venn diagrams. That's what I like about it. It's compromising between several different styles, you know.
Would you say this now? There was a phrase that you had said a while ago, and we're definitely going to still put it on t-shirts. Do you think by looking at what it is and what the impression of an IPA is in your head, was the can coming from a subjective place and made it more objective?
Fuck, I said that?
You said it's from...
I remember that a little bit.
I had said something, you're like, boom, it went from subjective to objective. And I was like, yo, and he's like, yeah, that's what my dude, that's what he said. Yeah, we were doing another brewery, and I had said something, you're like...
I'd have to hear that in the original context, because I'm a little confused.
That's what you said, it went from subjective... Right. Too objective.
Right.
So it went from...
Yeah, to being an opinion to a fact.
That basically is correct.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not praising it too hard.
Okay, but not too bad.
But no, yeah, for an IPA, it's in my top three favorites
that you'll do it again.
Of an IPA.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
All right, I think... Are we done with this?
Psh.
All right, then...
On to the next.
Let's get on to the next. Psh.
Hey, dude, you know what beer this is?
Oh, no, all the labels are falling off.
Yeah, or the ink is run.
Well, if it's the pale ale, you're good. But stay away from the quote-unquote Belgian.
Oh, man, this guy needs to get some grog tags.
Grog tags are reusable, write-on, wipe-off, commercial-grade bottle labels for your brew. The guys at Grog Tag are homebrewers. They wanted great-looking, sturdy labels for your bottles, buckets, carboys, kegs, and growlers. They also wanted a label that not only looks good, but can be easily removed and reapplied during bottling, without that nasty glue residue being left behind. No residue, water resistant, and ice chest approved. Grog tags stay on in water or an ice chest, and they stay legible. Visit grogtag.com to customize your label or coaster from dozens of different templates for free and see how awesome your bottles can look.
Ugh, it's that pseudo-Belgian.
Yeah, we're getting him some grog tags, dude.
Grog tag. At least your beer will look good. Grogtag.com.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSBeers.com is who you're looking for.
All right. Sean, I'm very impressed with what you did, my dude.
What did I do?
I mean, the previous beer that we were talking about.
Yes.
I love your vernacular. I think you did a really good job. And mind you guys, the caveat here is Sean only drinks beer when he comes over here.
Yeah.
It's the only time you drink beer, dude.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you, you know, time and time again, always willing to participate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the cool part is you've learned there are some styles out there that you're like, give me your shit.
For
sure. Give me your shit.
Sure.
You know that song? Give me your shit.
No.
Remind me to show you at the end of the show. I got to show you that.
I won't.
You'll love it. I promise you.
Yeah, but I won't remind you.
No, I'll remind myself.
That's, then you don't need me.
Well, which is true. All right, so Sean, this next beer is a beer that is in the middle of, out of the three beers that we were talking about, in general, so I'm going to slide that to you.
Okay.
And what are we doing, bud?
Oh, this is the motherfucking Homegrown by Victory.
Oh, hey.
Victory, where are they out
V
of?
Is not just for vagina.
No, it's not. Matter of fact, where the fuck is Victory from? They're from Downingtown.
Downingtown.
PA, what's that, Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Sorry to be ignorant, but all I know is Nevada.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
A little bit of California.
Oh, I like what you did there, because you're homegrown.
Oh my God.
And what's the name of the beer again?
It's called Homegrown.
That doesn't sound Nevada at all.
It's called Homegrown. That's a pure Nevada accent.
No, it's not.
Dude, don't tell me. You're from...
Born and raised.
You are not even
born
from
and
here.
Raised.
You're from, like, Montana.
Okay, first off, let me...
Dude,
one time. Wait.
You're from fucking
I'm
Missouri.
From Northtown. Pecos and Carey, fuck.
Man, Northtown,
yeah, I'm sorry we all
bro.
Can't be from Whitney Ranch.
I'm not from Whitney Ranch. I'm from Whitney. Whitney Ranch is a completely
Is that what the
different...
W's for? Okay, can we not argue
yeah,
about what neighborhood we're from? I'm sorry.
They're you towns. They're not even neighborhood. They're
first
towns.
First off, you come from a two-parent home, so fuck you and your upbringing.
Yeah, fuck my parents.
Can we get on with the beer, sir? So, bye, Victory.
I don't want to drink beer anymore.
Good.
All right. No. I'll let,
what do we got, bud?
What do we have? First of all, the ABV is 4.8. All
right. So we got a light beer.
So
not too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
So we're bicking back on this one.
Okay.
And you want to find, oh my God, excuse me. If you want to find anything else about Victory, the homies Victory, go to victorybeer.com.
I like it.
All right.
Now I got a little fun fact for you.
Do you?
Yeah. Here. I'll grab that for you, Pip. Okay, so the fun fact is, Victory, along with one other brewery, we won't mention them for this recording, these guys are one of the last few breweries that uses whole cone hops, not the pellets.
Whole cone?
Yeah, so on when you look at the hops, it's an actual bud, bud. Because
right.
Remember, they're cousins.
Yeah.
So the bud, right, the female.
Yeah.
And so they use whole cone. That's the cone.
Okay.
And usually there's a process to strip those down and concentrate them, and that's where the things that look like little pellets. And those are the hop pellets that people use to brew with. A lot of brew, because it's easier to compact, and it's easier, and they're more concentrated.
Yeah.
In order to do what a little bit of pellets do, the whole cone, you need a lot. So, and also it starts to diminish its potency the longer it stays off the plant. So once you cut it off the vine, you got to move it within hours and start to brew.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it loses its it's kind of like radiated medication. It starts to go half its potency after so long. It starts to lose its.
I'm so
radiated.
Glad. Does weed do that?
That's a good question. I don't know if weed actually loses its potency
because you know
once
you always
you clip
hear
it.
Yeah you always hear of people.
But doesn't it get stale? You know, let's just say
it
that
just
for
gets dried out. You know, I found weed and smoked it.
Like, how about we do after the show? Let's just discuss weed a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. So let's go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and show everybody that's been watching us kind of ramble here on this video. let me go ahead and show you guys right here. This is what we're gonna be talking about. It's actually a pretty America.
It's fucking sexy. Like, I'm sexually attracted to the can. Seriously, dude.
I don't want to touch
it. Why do you think it's warm? Like, the can on the outside, like, it's not warm, but the can.
The can.
In one spot.
Okay, okay, you can't touch this shit anymore,
Jess. I'm too late.
That would be your last.
I'm craving fried rice.
What? Where the fuck does that come from?
I haven't had fried rice for so long, dude. That place I hate rice. In Chinatown, dog, off Valley View and Desert Inn, bro.
Okay.
Fucking, I want to go there.
Cheers to the smell. Cheers to the smell. Go ahead and get your smell and I'll show everybody what we're working with here. Go ahead and tell them what you got on that smell.
It's real, I would say floral, maybe botanical. You know what I mean?
Okay, I like where you're going with that. Also, I'll get a little bubble gum. A little bubble gum, like the pink bubble gum, like in a Bazooka Joe or something.
Weird, yeah.
A little bubble gum.
Yeah, dude. I'm also, wild.
It's watery. It's super watery.
It feels like the ocean.
A little bit of salt. There's a little bit of salt. I guess if there's any citrus in here, could we throw in like a lemon lime? Almost kind of like a lemon lime grapefruit?
I feel like almost kiwi.
So we got tropical notes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't
papaya, really guava, mango.
You know what? I could not really tell you what any of those smell like. That's how
okay. So how about this? How about we just go? Does it smell sweet and fruity?
Yeah.
Smells. You know what? It smells like bubble bath.
Yeah. Oh.
Tell me that doesn't smell like bubble bath. Like kids' bubble baths. Like Mr. Bubbles almost. So we've got some soap going on.
I don't know what kids' bubble baths.
Well, I'm just saying it's real fruity smelling.
I'm not a pedophile like you.
No, okay. First off, I'm not R. Kelly. So what I'm America. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I
stay current.
You're
I watch good. Lifetime.
You're good. I can't wait to die. Life is miserable.
Okay. So all right. So hands down, does it smell? Would you gravitate to this beer?
Yeah, it smells almost syrupy too. See, I'm getting all sorts of shit. Like,
okay,
you know,
so let's kind
of
just stop with what we kind of went with, because I mean we can continuously keep going.
And let's do that.
Okay, we're gonna. No, I don't want to. I don't want to keep going down the rabbit hole that costs extra. You know how it
that
works.
Costs extra.
You can get anything you want, but the rabbit hole. That shit's gonna cost extra. I'm not paying extra for that. It's not a tax write off for the rabbit hole. You get a tax write-off for everything else.
It is if you're an independent contractor, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, so we can say that there's a lot of things going on, but I guess if we had to be focal and like focus our nose to it, we could say fruity.
Yeah.
Soapy.
Yeah.
A little bit of citrus going on. Yeah. But overall watery.
Watery. But
there's really no body to it.
But I think we've agreed a little bit on sweet.
Oh, absolutely. That's where I'm going with the fruity part. Yeah. But definitely bubble gum or the bubble bath thing.
Yeah. Well, see, the bubble gum to me is the same part where I'm getting the syrup. Those are kind of crossing over. The
fair enough.
Madly concentrated sugar.
But would it be still is it pleasing to you?
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, let's get down to the taste, big dog. Cheers.
Cheers.
I can tell you right off the bat exactly what this beer is.
Very refreshing and watery. That's what the fuck it is.
Lager.
Yeah.
It's either, it's got some good crisp notes to it. It's like crispy. Mm-hmm. And it's got some bite. So most people, if you're really trying to get in the beer, there's only another style that is very, that's almost alike in nature. But there are some characteristics of this particular style that is sometimes you'll mix them together. And that's a Pilsner. For me, a Pilsner has a little more to offer. It's like a lager did some push-ups and boom, it's a motherfucking Pilsner. But this is a lager.
A lager is water and then a Pilsner is like LaCroix.
Yes. Hey, that's a great way to do it. Hey, we're getting healthy, baby. Hey. No, seriously, this is a lager because it's super watery. It's almost like lemon water.
Yes.
Like a little bit of like some refreshing lemon water. Bet you this would be bomb if they threw some cucumber.
Shit.
You ever had cucumber water?
No.
It's
I'm
delicious.
Not too much of a cucumber fan. This. I don't know.
Well, cucumber water is really good. It's really good. Yeah, it's kind of sweet. But yeah, this is a textbook lager. You have it tastes like a revamped Budweiser or a revamped Miller and kind of a toned down Heineken. And it asks and in those if we were going to talk about a couple focal points, if this is an American lager. It is. I can read it right here. New American lager. And so that's why I'm getting a couple of different styles. But it is delicious. And yeah. I'm not a huge lager fan in general because I usually say lagers are lackluster.
Right.
And they kind of taste like someone else's lager. But right. if you come across a delicious one, you're not really expecting a lot for lagers. It's
nice.
Just supposed to be low ABV.
Yeah.
Crispy. Watery.
Does it have to be low ABV? Is that for the taste?
This for faster consumption, in my belief. We've done a 7 or 8% lager. We've done it on the show, not you, but I know for a fact we've done a very high ABV, a higher ABV that you would not think a lager should be, but usually just an average daily 6 corner store beer that are lagers or multi beverages, they're low, like Budweiser, Miller, all those companies.
Yeah.
Those are very low 5%ers. They really are. 5%ers, right above 4.5, right around there. This is an everyday working man's beer, a tailgating beer.
Right.
This is crushable.
This makes me want to watch some NASCAR.
Yeah, this is literally a crushable beer, and that's it. This beer will get the job done. I got to go do some yard work, hand me a fucking beer. And this is the hand me the fucking beer.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I've said it before, this would be another daily six.
Yeah.
What did you get as far as the taste goes for you?
You know, honestly, not much. It's real watery. I'm getting like hints of almost bready, you know what I mean? Cracker kind of notes. Like it tastes like a little bit like cracker aftertaste, like some like a Ritz crackers.
So a buttery biscuit.
Or a cereal almost. Not the milk part,
but just that
lingering aftertaste of like if you had like Golden Grahams.
So we've got malt and grains. Okay.
Yeah. That's really like I'm getting water. Like refreshing waterness, and then that little touch of cracker, but it's really fucking
barley,
good, man. Yeah,
bready.
You can like taste it out your nose.
So this is it's a fulfilling really beer. Like it'll fill you up a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't even want to drink water drinking this.
Nothing wrong with that.
Usually when I drink beer, I just like to drink water too because I feel like I'm getting dehydrated or something.
And that just does it for you. Super hydration.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's like right in the middle of everything. It's not like exciting. It's not like this is so good. But it's like it's just like you did the job. Dude.
No, I like it. It's,
nice
and victory,
Toyota Corolla.
I can promise you this: Victory's beers don't disappoint, my friend.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever recorded a Victory beer yet.
Mm-hmm.
That just didn't live up to Victory's name.
This is like a nice Chevy Malibu, American, and it's like it's stylish. Looks good.
Okay,
you know it's no Impala, but it looks good.
Let's give him a grade and get him out of here, big dog.
I'm gonna go for a solid 4.
Okay,
good work.
Okay.
You know, just think it's well rounded. That's all.
I like that. With that said, I don't have anything else to add except for whatever we were just talking about, and I agree with you. I like what you said. Well rounded. I'm gonna go with 4 as well.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm going to give it a 4.
I didn't mean to rush you. I didn't know if you already said it.
No. I already was settled on a 4 because it's above average because, remember, lagers are just pretty standardized.
Right. Oh, right.
This is not a standardized style lager. And it says right here, new American lager.
This is the future.
And so, though, I guess these notes that we're having puts a nice, refreshing spin on a beer people may be getting tired of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing I can say that may be a negative comment is, a lot of these craft breweries who are making these lagers, that's a cash grab for people who aren't in the craft beer yet. So if you make a beer that they're used to, then they're going to go, oh, this is good. What else do you have? I'm not saying anything negative about a cash grab. I just know marketing.
But do you think also, I agree with you, but do you think also there's an aspect of like, you know, it's got to go full circle eventually?
Of course, it
like
does.
You said And I'm saying this because of the design. The design is really modern yet traditional. Like
yes.
It's you can tell that they're going for like young patriots. If
absolutely.
That makes sense.
It definitely
so
does.
Like, and that group right now, you can see them, you know, you can see them being like, I love craft beer because that's the new shit. And they like being a little hipstery, right?
Yeah, it's a little patriotic.
But that reminds them of their dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The truck. You know what I mean?
It like
the classic shit. And it reminds you of that.
It's a great product placement of America.
Yeah. And it's like the new version of that.
I like virgins.
I know
as
you
long
do.
As they're of age.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Fine. Don't ask me where to find OBS beers. Google that shit.
All right. One hell of a show. I think we're doing pretty good. I think Frank would be proud of us.
I wish we were recording this whole time. Wouldn't that
whatever.
Be nice?
You know what?
Yeah.
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 All right. So this is the last beer, dude.
Okay.
And this is the one that you picked based upon its a pretty appearance of an orange can.
The end at the beginning, it sounded good. I was like, orange.
Okay. So. So far, we've had a good time here on the show.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty good. I mean, it sucks without having Frank here.
Yeah.
But we're doing a good job.
Yeah.
And if we keep it up,
mm-hmm.
he won't have to come back because he's mean. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry,
yeah,
here you go,
he
bud.
He has been molesting me for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, he has been.
I'm just sorry.
Ow. All
right. Well, this is from Ale Smith.
Hey.
It's called Orange X.
Okay.
It's pretty sexy, huh? The ABV is 5.25. And...
Wait, what was it again?
5.25. I almost dropped that in the most retarded way. It was only like a foot above the... Not even a foot. It's 3 inches above the counter.
I really wish the camera was just a little bit more further back.
Yeah.
It just looks like you just had like a muscle twitch.
Yeah.
Like your scoliosis
acted
up. It
felt like
up.
That almost. Because I felt it like slipping and I had
it's like
to...
your kyphosis overtook your scoliosis.
What? I'm sorry?
I think there's a back battle going on.
A back battle.
Atrophy.
All right. So, yeah. It's Ale Smith, by the way, is in San Diego.
Hey, the Bay Area.
And that... No, San Diego, not San Francisco.
Carmen?
No.
You know where that bitch is? I'm still looking.
Electra?
No. Where she's in San Diego. I like what you did there.
Ah,
oh my God, you'd be blind with that shit, yo.
Ah. Oh.
Okay, so right, you anyway. Said, wait, they're from San Diego?
They're from San Diego.
But wait, that's not the Bay Area?
No, that's like next to Mexico. That's not
but isn't
next
there?
To,
wait, wait, isn't there? Okay, so isn't there a beach and boats and the bay? Right. So the Bay Area is
okay,
not
first of all, I don't
the coastline.
Know.
It's not a
not,
coastline.
It's not the whole coastline. No, it's in Northern California, like San Francisco and Oakland and shit.
Is it Mission Bay Area?
That
I
that is,
it is
in San Diego, isn't it?
It is. Okay. Mission Bay. Yeah, yeah it is. Okay. Thanks, Uncle Joe.
Look, I knew a California thing. I've been there.
You've been there? To California? Yeah. It's right next to
no,
us.
No, it's a Mission Bay.
You've been to Mission Bay?
Yes.
In the Bay Area?
Technically.
Fair enough.
I was in the area.
Okay, so we got Ale Smith.
Yeah, I don't see a website, but apparently if you look up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever that one is, and another T for Twitter? Is that supposed to
be... Let me see. Well,
oh, that's Tumblr.
Tumblr. Oh, wait. People still use Tumblr?
Yeah, even though they cut the porn, I don't use it anymore because they stopped doing porn. So.
Gotcha. I didn't really... That's a fossilized
stupid.
Fucking...
Stupid.
But you know what? Fuck it. And
anyway, so if you go on any of those and just search Ale Smith Brewing, put an at sign in front of it, you're bound to
oh,
find
nice.
Them on any of the social media.
Or Google that shit.
I don't see a website for you.
Fair enough.
Fucks.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to give this back to
all right.
Mr. Key.
Oh, let
Mr.
me get your glass. I don't even know why I
oh.
have it, too.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Yeah, let me get Jimmy hook you up, big dog.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. That's so nice of you.
Yeah, Ale Smith Brewing. Yeah, that's... Oh, the other... I wanted to know what the other icon was. So all the icons are Facebook, Twitter...
Is it that
Instagram,
one?
Pinterest.
That's Pinterest? Are you
and
serious?
And Tumblr. That little P is Pinterest.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they're on Pinterest.
I didn't even notice that it was a P, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. The only reason why is because we have a Pinterest, too.
Hey, man, you gotta cater to certain markets.
You gotta get them. You gotta get them. That's all I really know. Wow, I could really smell it from here. It's definitely orange and vanilla. I don't even got to be near it. And it smells like orange and vanilla.
Whoa. Remember I was talking about artificial flavors earlier?
Yeah.
It smells like orange soda.
Does,
I know
really?
We didn't cheers to it yet, but it smells like an orange.
That's all right. I'm just kind of giving soda. Everybody who's watching the video here.
Yeah, no, it smells like identical to an orange soda.
Well, cheers to it.
Not even like orange juice. Isn't that weird how it can smell like that?
You're right. It does smell.
It doesn't smell like orange juice. It smells like orange soda. Yeah.
And I heard back in the day, someone used to love orange soda. They do ooh, ooh. Keenan and Kel. Kel loves orange soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never. God.
I just didn't watch a lot of Keenan and Kel. I get the premise about having orange soda. I just
we're kind of doing throwbacks a little bit. It's a throwback.
Yeah. Somebody told me that you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year.
No, that really was a dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we got definitely an orange, just orange. Now, we could say, I could easily tell you, for me, it smells like Orange Julius.
Yeah, I was going to say, this smells like, and really smells like Orange Julius.
Or Cactus Cooler.
The
soda is pineapple, orange, and cherries. So Cactus Cooler smell. This also smells like a Cactus Cooler. So yeah, it does smell a little artificial, and it does smell like soda, the orange soda. But the culprit is orange. We could say orange juice and beer. It could say orange peel and some sort of fizzy. Maybe a little champagne, a little brut.
And the vanilla is strong.
It smells very sticky.
Some peaches and cream.
Little peaches and cream. So there's several ways we can go here.
Yeah.
Artificial. Or natural. Either way, orange with vanilla.
Very.
And I think I'm kind of looking on here. And I know we're not supposed to. Shut your face. I just wanted to see something. And no, it didn't answer my question. I really was trying to figure something out. And all right. So orange all day. Either going to get the natural or the fake. Oh, but it's orange. So orange. Let's get it.
Let's do it.
Taste.
Let's get it.
Watered down. No, I take that back. It tastes like, definitely that orange peel. You can feel it. You can feel it, that orange. Like, yeah. It feels like I just ate an orange. So natural orange. Yeah. And I ate the pith and I took a bite out of the peel. So orange, I like the resin.
I wanted it to taste like orange soda.
Did you really? I was going to tell you, it did not taste like orange soda. It tastes like orange juice in a beer.
I'm starting to smell more soap as I,
like the hops are kicking in.
Taste it at the same time. Like if you inhale as you're tasting it through your nose, you can taste. You can smell soap.
Oh yeah, it's the hops that they're using in this. They're there, but they're complementing. So we've got some sort of floral complement.
Yeah.
Coming in with that orange and beer.
Yeah.
So I would suggest for people don't read the can, mm-hmm. Don't try to figure out the style. Just go. Orange and beer. It's almost like a mimosa. Yeah. It's almost like a mimosa. It's a man-mosa. This would be good for breakfast.
I'll give you that. Yeah, it's a man,
It's a man-mosa in a glass. So if you guys don't know what that is, take orange juice. And take any beer, not the dark beers like stouts and porters, and actually pour orange juice in it. And that's what you're getting here. And it's I like it. I would have this in the morning for my brunch.
Yeah, I'd have it on Easter.
You'd have it on Easter?
Yeah.
So it's a religious beer for you.
Yeah, it reminds me of Jesus coming back, or coming on my face. What was it? What was Easter about? Is it about him ejaculating, or was it?
I think we're just looking for eggs.
It was an egg thing.
It was an egg thing.
Jesus came back to look for eggs.
He came back to look for eggs.
He lost his eggs.
And that's why we have the bunny.
And that's why we have the bunny.
Who eats kids.
He told his rabbit to go find it, and then he found some kids named Hansel and Gretel.
Exactly, and now that's why.
And they huffed and puffed
and blew the house down. You wear oven mitts when you fucking
masturbate.
Exactly.
All right.
So. With all that said, the beer is what it is. It's really nothing else we can do. It's a little floral. Yeah. Orange all day.
By the smell, man.
It's artificial or natural, depending on who smells it.
Yeah, but it's like
it's enchanting.
I'm a little angry at it. It
smells like potpourri a little bit.
Yeah.
Like bathroom potpourri.
I'm just a little angry because I just feel like they spent so much time on the smell.
And then the beer was not matching.
And the taste was just like, we're almost there. But it's like something I want to show my friends.
Right.
It's like I had this weed one time and it looked so good. It actually, you know what? I had weed that was just like this beer.
It looked so good.
It smelled, no, and not even that. It was called Sour Tangy. And if you look this up, it's a real strain, obviously.
Of course.
But it It's insanely citrusy. I think that there was something in the grow food, or they sprayed something on it. It's a common thing,
right?
Amongst, you know, so to make it artificial, but it smelled artificially. It tasted or it smelled like like orange lollipops.
Okay,
like just so strong.
But then when you
tasted it,
it was lackluster.
Well, when you tasted it, you could taste it, but it didn't taste good. So it's different in that way because this does taste good, but. But it didn't taste good, and people were like, what the fuck? So when you showed people,
you're like, wow.
They're like, yeah, I want that, and then they take it home, and they're a little disappointed. And I feel like that's the way I'd be about this. Someone would be like, yo, smell that. I'd be like, yeah, yeah, give me that. And then go home and be like, this is fine. This is
so
fine.
So you're saying the flavor's a little lackluster only because it's not stacked up against the aromatics.
Right.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. But if we didn't smell it and we drunk it, it's still pleasing. Mm. It's nice. It's got a nice orange finish to it, and I think the botanical part kind of cleans it up.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, forget the smell, but when we're drinking it, it's orange, and it's undeniable orange.
Yeah.
And it's coming
orange
in.
Orange and beer.
And then that soap, the resin, however you want to describe it, the pine, the botanical points of the beer washes it away, and it doesn't, the hang time's nice.
Snaps back to reality.
And then you're just like, yo, I can dig that. And again, for me, if I had to put this in a place, it would definitely be brunch. It's a morning. A morning beer.
Yeah.
You know. So, all right, Sean, what do you got for him?
I'm gonna go for a 3.3, a beautiful 3.3.
You're above the neutral mark.
Yeah, slightly above the neutral mark. It was good. It was good.
Okay. No, there's nothing wrong with that. You're above the neutral mark, which is cool.
It was better than fine. It is in the good range.
Hey, you didn't go backwards.
No.
So you didn't go in the negative range. So that's beautiful. I think that's nice. For me, I'm going to hit it with a 3.5. It's definitely a nice beer to have. This would be my... I just really need a beer.
Yeah.
With just some flavor. Yeah. Like, it's not a bad beer, and it's definitely wouldn't be neutral about it. I would choose this over any mainstream beer on the market of any NASCAR beer that you can think of. And I would drink that all day and be like, yo, hand me that. And the cool part about this one is you can drink a lot. Like, it's crushable. You can drink a lot of this,
and you'll
be really, really good. So there's nothing wrong with this one. I kind of like this one. This one's not too bad. This Orange X is nice. All right, guys, I appreciate you, but we'll be right back.
Yeah.
When you're Googling shit, type in OBS Beers. When you're down and out, and OBS Beers is the only place to turn into. Advice from the goons.
You should probably kill yourself. No, I'm just playing.
Whoa. Sean. Sean. No, we have to help them. I believe you have something for the listeners.
Yeah, pick up a drug habit.
Oh, what?
Okay, no, that's not it. Sorry. All
no,
right.
Wait. No. Give them something they could work with.
Okay, I think I got something.
Let them really know.
God damn it. All right, I got something.
What do you have, young my friend?
Here's what you need to do.
All right. Do I need
a pen
and paper?
If you shop at Walmart.
Oh, no. Wait. Back up. So I'm at Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Download the fucking Walmart app.
Download the app of Walmart.
God, I hate you, Keith. I just...
He hates the guy on the show he works with.
If you have any friends like this, just cut them off.
Don't brisk them.
Just cut them off. They're just not.
At the knees, you might get some head on the way down. Sean, I gave some advice. But continue. Walmart app.
Get the Walmart app.
On Android or on iPhone.
I don't give a fuck. Get the Walmart app.
Ask Siri.
Don't ask Siri. She doesn't work half the time.
Cortana.
Okay, don't be.
Alexa. Right,
this is a joke now. Cortana. Come on.
Rashida.
Rashida.
That's for the free phone that you can get on the corner. The government phone.
Oh, those ones? I see those with the tents.
The Barack phone. Ask Rashida.
They're not Obama phones anymore. They're Trump phones, right?
Get your Trump phone. I helped out again, Sean.
They come up with ringtones to just say you're fired.
Anyway, border wall.
Can I give my advice?
Yes.
All right. So get the Walmart app.
Get the Walmart app.
Because it will tell you everything. Like, if you're If you need to know what aisle, it'll tell you what aisle.
I like
in
aisles.
The exact store that you're in.
Really?
It's beautiful.
So it
tracks
you.
I just discovered this.
You just discovered it.
Yes. Beautiful.
You get lost in Walmart?
I had to find something really specific.
Specific.
And I couldn't find it. So
couldn't do
it. I was trying to Google whether they even had it in the motherfucking Walmart.
Guess what?
And they do.
Yeah.
It's right on the app.
Get the app.
Yeah.
Download right now. On Google Play and iOS.
And I think it'll tell you if it's out of whatever.
So
you're
do you
for.
Like this product?
Hell yeah. No, it's not a product.
No,
it's
but you
app.
Like the app? It's yeah. a product. It
no,
helps does it help people?
It's a service.
You know that we just actually just did both the bits in one go.
No, that's
because you were giving them advice and then we did a product placement without being paid.
No, that wasn't.
Yeah, it was a Walmart app. And then get the Walmart app.
That sounds like you being lazy. That
no,
sounds like you don't want to
no, wait, sir.
Do the product.
Hold on.
That's your job.
Slow your roll.
That, well,
Young Guns.
Well,
okay, fine. I'll let you have this one time.
No, you should. What is that? Why'd you echo it?
Because I can do that.
You're not good at it.
Don't have to be.
Yeah, I think you should be.
You'll fix it.
I won't. Just to show people,
I'm
how
flipping
bad
you off
are.
So hard
you're,
right
you're
now.
Not. I can see you
right. as hard as I can.
You could do it harder.
All right, so you swear by this as help.
Yeah,
that's
dude,
your advice.
You.
Get the Walmart app.
Walmart app.
All
I'm
right,
you. you're gonna be like, do they have an HDMI cord here? Just pull it up on the Walmart app. It's
all right.
Like it'll be like, oh, we see you're at store whatever. Yeah, we got it there.
Who's that looking in my window?
Yeah.
Pal.
That's Santa Claus.
Oh no, that jolly green giant. This concludes advice from the goons.
Don't ask me how to get to obsbeers.com. Just Google that shit.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how you guys doing? This is Key with obsbeers.com and one of the guys who talks on Open Bottle Talk. Sean,
nope.
Check this out. I got a phenomenal product. Now, here's cool, guys. We're not even getting paid for this product. We're just being a bunch of nice guys. So we're going to do something where we're going to talk about something really cool. And I'm going to tell you the item that I got that I think everyone should get. It's a little hard to come by, but you got to get it authentic.
Is this real?
Yes. Boomerangs.
You don't even have it. Where do you have a fucking boomerang?
From Australia.
Wow.
Authentic. Here you go, Sean. It's an authentic boomerang, dude. It's a legit boomerang from Australia that will return back to you. I think it works great for rounding up your kids that like to run away from you. And you hit them in the... I've thrown it a few times.
Wow.
And it has returned. It comes back home. You got to throw it in the angle. It makes it come right back.
I don't really.
I think everybody in America should get a boomerang.
Why?
Because I like it, and I figured I'd throw it on today's show. Boomerangs.
Okay.
I mean, it beats the fucking Walmart app.
No, it doesn't. That was helpful.
Okay, first off, if you're looking for HDMI cables, dude, you go to electronics.
I'm talking about just HDMI.
I know, but I'm saying just in general, don't you just ask the staff?
No, because
but with boomerangs,
no, they don't fucking boomer- shit.
Yeah,
they lie
but
to you all the time.
And there's not you lie to me all the time, but you're still here. But I tell you what doesn't fail, boomerangs. They don't fail.
What if they're not made right? Then they fail.
Then you didn't authentically get one. You know what else you? Okay, first off, okay, I'll tell you. No, you can go to download the Walmart app and fucking type in boomerangs. See if you get boomerangs.
See?
Get the boomerang.
Walmart app seems to be more helpful.
Get the fucking boomerang app.
Trying to see something, you can't ask the
boomerang. Well, you know who you could ask for the boomerang?
The Walmart app.
The guy who helped you out earlier in the show. Boomerangs, it's what's for dinner.
What's for dinner?
G'day, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting out of here. Sean, I want to thank you, bro.
Oh, you're welcome.
I think we did a really good, I think we did a good job without Frank. It does suck without Frank. So, Frank,
yeah.
Many wishes to you. Hope you get better and all that good stuff. We want to thank Will or Wilhelminos. We gave him that cool name.
Wilhelminos.
For the top cutter.
Yep.
We want to thank the three breweries for making the beers. That's Elsmith. Victory.
Yeah.
And hold on, this one's new to me. Bell Breaker Brewing Company. That's my first time ever having that.
Yeah.
And those guys are up. Like Northwest, you have one
of the country, right?
Yeah, up in Washington, remember?
Okay, yeah.
And then we have one San Diego and one in Pennsylvania. So we kind of did a little trifecta. So it was really cool. Yeah. Guys, if you guys need to figure out where you can find all of us, just type in OBS Beers. Or if you ever check us out on Twitch, which is OBS Beers 2014, you can check out Shane Cashmere, S-H-A-N-E, Cashmere.
I think Shane was the one that everyone knows how to spell. I think it's Cashmere that's a little...
Okay, so C-A-S-H-M-E-R-E.
I just wanted to be nitpicky. I thought it was funny. Though.
Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.